two truths and a lie. Frank Ski, Nina Brown, or George Wilborn?
Who is going to be telling the lie today? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, as we begin this Friday edition of Two Truths and a Lie, it is George Wilborn's birthday. And we're going to do something celebrating your birthday and find out who is the liar.
Okay. All right.
Today's subject matter is... Come on. Today's subject matter is the craziest thing that has ever happened on your birthday.
Whoa. Okay.
Craziest thing that's ever happened on your birthday. Nina Brown, go ahead and kick us off.
So one time I was at a restaurant owned by a famous radio personality down in Atlanta on my birthday, and I was having a girl's birthday dinner on the patio. And, you know, down in Georgia, there's, you know, things like big, huge raccoons that are the size of dogs. Well, yeah, my girlfriends and I were enjoying a wonderful birthday dinner when against my leg, I felt like fur. And I was like, wait, someone's dog is in the restaurant? I look down, y'all. It is a huge, huge raccoon, right? And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, do I run? Do I kick him? I don't know, because raccoons are vicious, y'all.
They are.
Do you know that this raccoon stood up on his two back legs and went to work on all the birthday dinner food we had on the table?
Oh, my God.
We tried to, like, shoo him away. We tried to, like, throw stuff at him. Oh, boy, was not playing. He stood at that table and ate my entire birthday dinner. I promise you.
Wow.
You cannot invite them coons to your house.
Exactly. Coons, bruh. Coons. It was crazy. It was traumatic.
All right. I'll go second. So many moons ago, I'm in Baltimore doing a party at a club called Hammerjacks. And it's my birthday. So who am I going to get to bring in to celebrate my birthday? The one and only Uncle Luke. So Uncle Luke comes, and it's an all-ages party, right? And Luke starts going off and offering money to any girls to come on stage and get buck naked. So, of course, in Baltimore, them little young girls was running to the stage to get bucket naked. I'm going crazy. I'm like, dude, you cannot do this. Some of these people is underage.
Oh,
we don't know. You know, I'm arguing with Luke. I'm like, Luke, you can't do this. Get it. They going crazy in the club. So soon enough, of course, we have Baltimore City Police doing my security. And an officer comes up on stage and begins to arrest me. And I get arrested on my birthday at Hammerjacks for having Uncle Luke on stage.
Wow.
Get it.
Wow.
Dude Brown.
On your birthday.
On my birthday, yes. I get arrested.
Well,
George Wilborn.
Hey, Frank, a very similar story in Chicago. Years ago, I was doing a comedy show at All Jokes Aside. At the time, third black-owned comedy club in the country. Great owners, Mary Lindsay and James Alexander and Raymond Lambert. We all doing these shows. I'm killing it. I'm on stage, packed house. It's my birthday. I didn't even tell anybody it's my birthday. They had thrown me a surprise birthday party during my show. So people start coming out of nowhere saying, happy birthday. Dion Cole, my comedian friend, brother, his birthday, he came out of nowhere. Happy birthday. My cousin Damon Williams came out of nowhere. Then a stripper came out of nowhere. I looked over. She had two, I guess, icing cupcake kind of things on her, on the front of her. And she had a lit candle. And she talked about her name was birthday chocolate. It's about birthday chocolate. And I came in and she had a candle. She said, blow out the candle. I didn't blow out the candle. She bent over and blew it out herself. But it was a crazy time. I on stage, surprise birthday party with birthday chocolate.
She had a lit candle in her
I didn't
say
what it was, Nina.
In her WAP. I'm asking you.
Where the candle was.
I need to know. It was in her WAP. She had a lit candle in her WAP.
I'm just telling you, she bent down and blew the candle out. I just put it that way.
Okay, I guess it was.
Oh, my God.
It could have been in between her toes, Nina.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody here is telling a lie. Is it Nina Brown? Is it me, Frank Ski? Or is it birthday boy himself, George Wilborn? We're going to find out. You
yes.
call us now and tell us, 202-432-WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington. Let's go!